Dav Samach Beis Amid Aleph, right at the top of the Yomid. Tanya Rabbi Akiva, Pamach Nichnasti Achar Rabbi Shua Beis Akise. There was a time that I followed, he said, his Rebbe, Rabbi Shua, he followed him into the Beis Akise. V'lamadati Mimenu Gimel Dvarim, and I learned from him three things. L'amadati Shein Nifnim Mizuch Marav Elatzof V'Dorim. The first thing I learned was that one does not relieve himself facing east-west, because that's facing the Beis Hamikdash, rather north-south. And I also learned from him that one does not relieve himself standing, only sitting. And that one does not wipe himself with the right hand, but rather with the left hand. He has such a hazas panim chutzpah to follow your Rebbe into the Beis Akise. Omrele, he said, Tairi, v'lam l'lumad nitzorev. It's Tairi. I have to look, see the proper conduct for tznius, the proper conduct for COVID, and I have to learn from my Rebbe.
Tanya ben Azayimer, pamach t'chnasi achar Rebbe Kiva l'Beis Akise.
So apparently ben Azay followed this direction, and he went and followed Rabbi Kiva to the Beis Akise. V'lamadati menu gimel dvorim. V'lamadati shein nifnim mizruch marav el tzof v'dorim. V'lamadati shein nifnim u'mer el miyusha. V'lamadati shein mekan chvimin el b'smol. So he learned these same three halachas.
Amar loy Rabbi Huda. Ad kare az v'nech v'rapha. Amar loy tzarehi v'lilmad anit tzarech.
So the same dialogue now continued with Rabbi Huda, and he said, Tzareh, Ben Azai Seir Hitzat Tairi Velilmar Anitzorech. Another example of Tairi Velilmar Anitzorech, Rav Kahana Al Gana Tuse Purayid Rav, he went and slept under Rav's bed, his Rebbe Rav, he slept under his bed, Shamei, and he was there as he Rav was having relations with his wife, marital relations with his wife. So Shama Desach here that they were talking, Vesachach and laughing, Vasa Trachav, Sarachav, and then he was engaged with relations with his wife.
Amrlei, so he said to him, Dami Pume da Abba, the mouth of the master of Abba is Kirlei Sarav Tavshila,
is like a person who was hungry and never ate before, meaning it seemed to be engaging in this act with personal hanoah, for personal benefit in mind, rather than for the purpose of the mitzvah.
Amlei Kahana, Hacha, you're here, Kahana. Kahana, Hacha, Puk, you should leave. The love of Urachara, it's not proper. It's not proper derech eretz to be here when I'm in a private manner, engaged in a private manner.
Amlei Tzarehi, v'lumad ani tzarech. He said the same type of idea. I have to learn the proper way to engage in relations with one's wife. So it's Tzarehi, v'lumad ani tzarech. So we have brought down these halachas of the proper conduct in the Beis Akise. The Gemara is going to analyze it right now.
Mivnei ma'in mekanech b'yamin. Why do we say you're not mekanech with the right hand, only the left hand, ela b'smol? Amar Rava, mivnei shetar, nitna b'yamin, shenemar b'yaminoi eish das lamoi.
So the Torah is given with the right hand. It's not covered for the right hand to be mekanech.
Rava, barachan amar mivnei shikrei v'lepeh.
He says it's closer to the mouth. So one pshat is closer to the mouth, so there for hygienic reasons, it's not proper hygiene to be panech with the same hand that you're going to eat with. Others learn that it's not specifically that eating, it's with all of the functions. A person's, generally speaking, most people are right-handed. They conduct most of their affairs with the right. So again, it's not covered for the persons who uses his hand for his primary functions during the day, that he should use it also to be mekaneach.
Rav Shim ben Lakish, Amri b'nei shekosha b'tfilin.
He uses it to tie his tefillin. So also, it's not covered to be mekaneach with the hand that ties the tefillin.
Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar b'nei shemar b'talmid ter.
He indicates the trop with it. So Rashi has two pshatim. One pshat is that if there is a megillah or a scroll that has the trop written into it, so he then he points to it with his hand, and he uses the right hand. Another pshat Rashi says is that he makes the with his hand he makes the shape of the trop in the air, so that people can see that what trop it is that is being sung, and he makes those motions with his hand and with the shape of the trop. And Rashi says that he saw that people coming from Eretz Yisrael that they used to lay in that way.
Kitanoi, Rabbi Elazar Oimer b'nei sho'echel bo, he says you should not use the right hand for the mekaneh, because he writes with it. Rav Givai, b'nei shemar about Talmei Torah. He uses it for Talmei Torah. Anyone who is sanu in the basic kisei, he's saved from three things. Min anachoshim, he will not come to harm from snakes, min akrovim, scorpions, min amazikin, and not from the mazikin, not from the demons. He won't have bad dreams that disturb him. How basic he say that have a betveria? The basic he say in teveria, he have a isle betray. I feel be a mama miski. So normally the mazikim don't start up with a person in the daytime, and normally they don't start up if it's two people, only if it's one person. But this was such a place frequented so much by the mazikim that it would even harm two people who were there, and even during the daytime. But Rabbi Ami, Rav Asi have a isle betchad, but they went alone, and veloy miski. And they did not come to harm. You're not afraid. We have a Kabbalah. We have a tradition. Kabbalah, the basic kisei, it's niyusev shtikusa, that what's for in a basic kisei, that the what protects you is being sanua, being modest, and shtikusa, and not talking. And that protects you from harm. And Kabbalah the Yisure, and we have a Kabbalah that a person, Rahman's son, has Yisure and has suffering, Shtikusa Mibay Rahme, he should be quiet and ask Rahme from the Ibn Shalem. Abaya Marbele Ime Imra, Lemea Bahadeh LeBesek Kisei. So Abaya's mother raised for him a sheep to go with him to the Besek Kisei, so he should not be alone, so he should not come to harm. Frankly, Marbele Gadja, why not a goat? No, because Ser Besar Michlav, because the mazik of the Beis HaKisei is has a appearance of like a sire of a goat, and so they could be interchanged, the two, and therefore the mazik will not be afraid to come to the goat will not scare off the mazik or ward off the mazik rather, because it has an appearance of a mazik himself. Rava mekame dahave resha. Rava, before he became Rosh Hashiva, mekash shle bas Rav Chista, the daughter of Chista, who was his wife, she used to rattle a nut, amguza belekna, and she used to rattle a nut, Rashi says, in a copper keli to make the noise so that to ward off the mazikin. But Balsa de Malach, after he became Rosh Hashiva, he needed more protection. She made a window so that she could put her hand through the window and on his head, and so that he wouldn't be alone when he was in the Beis HaKisei, and he therefore would not come to harm. He said, if a person's behind the wall, he can be nifna, he can relieve himself immediately. He doesn't have to distance himself. Ubabika, but if he's an open area where it's an open area, there's no wall, Kolzman Shimisatesh Ein Chaver Shimea. He has to distance himself from other people so that he's not heard. But it implies that he doesn't have to distance himself so much that he's not seen. It's so much so long as he's not heard. Isi Barnosan Masnehachi. He learns it differently. If he's behind a wall, as long as he's not heard, and so he is more machmir. He says, even behind the wall, you can't be heard. If it's an open area, you can't even be seen. How can you say that you have to distance yourself so much? It says that a person, they used to have to, when they had the olive presses, they were makbid that to have it betara, that should be tar, and therefore no amoretz, or no one who was tomei, should be able to touch it. So it had to have a shmira, it had to have a guard. So the people who were working in the Beis Chabad, in the olive press, had to make sure that nobody entered. Now if they had to relieve themselves, so we learn in the Braisa, yoytze mipesach Beis Chabad, you can leave the opening the doorway of the Beis Chabad, and he can relieve himself immediately. So he doesn't have to distance himself. So isn't that a kasha on what was just said? Yes, it's true that in this case, is he does not have to distance himself. But that's only in this case of Taharas, that they, since they wanted to make sure that enable the person to guard it. And if he would have to distance himself, it would be much more difficult to protect and guard the Taharas from coming to Tumah. They were Mekel, and they said he does not have to distance himself so much. How far, people working in the olive press, how far can they distance themselves from the press? And we can still say that the press is Torah, that it's still considered a shmira, that it's guarded, that no one tame has entered and been the tame, the olives or the oil. So kama yirchuk v'yutar k'deishirayim, they can distance themselves if they have to relieve themselves, but they have to be able to see somebody entering. They have to be able to see somebody entering the Beis Habat, the press. Now, therefore, they have distanced themselves only to the extent that they can see somebody, somebody can see them. So isn't this a caution, what we're saying before, that it has to be distanced so far that nobody can see them? Our answer is again, Shani Oichli Taras Tekila Barabanan. Here also we say that it's a kula that we made for the Oichli Taras, and they were makel on them with the leniency that they don't have to distance themselves so much, because otherwise it would make it very difficult to guard the Taharas to make sure that it's Tor. Ravashi Omar Michael's Manchin Chaveroyehu, the Kom Risi. No, he has a different interpretation of what Isi says when he said Kolzman Shein Chaveroyeh. It doesn't mean that he's not seen. And therefore, there's no kash to begin with over here. That's not what he meant. So, Michael Shein Chaveroyeh, the Kom Risi Barnelson, Kolzman Shein Chaveroyeh is Prua. It doesn't mean that he's not seen. It means that he's not exposed, that no one can see his exposed areas. But the person himself does not have to distance himself so that he can't be seen at all. So therefore, it's no kasha whatsoever from the Beis Habad. Ahusaf Dana, there was a person giving a hespid, a eulogizer. The Nochi is coming to Rav Nachman. He was maspid in front of Rav Nachman about a certain person. Omar Haitzanu Baruch Haisaho. He says, this person, that he was maspid, he was very tzanu in his ways. He was very modest. How do you know that's true? Saying he was tzanuah, well, part of the definition of being tzanuah is tzanuah beisakise. Did you follow him into the beisakise to know that he was tzanu over there? So how do you know what you're saying is accurate? Rav Nachman, my nafka l'mine. So okay, maybe he wasn't accurate. Why is it? Why was he makbid? Why? What's a nafka mina? Because mishum d'tanya k'shem shenifrayim mina mezim kach nifrayim mina safdan mimin oymachrayim. You have to say the truth. It has to be truthful. And the ones who are not, they're punished for that. Ton rabbanan izeu tzanuah. What's the definition of tzanuah? Zanifna belayla b'makim shenifta b'yayim. Even at night, where he can't be seen. Again, of course, in those days they were into indoor plumbing and bathrooms, etc., so the people were relieved themselves outside. So even though it's a nighttime, it's dark, he can't be seen. Still, he distanced himself the way he does in the daytime. He says, Rav Yudah said in the Rav, that a person should try to relieve himself in the early morning when it's dark and at nighttime so that he doesn't have to distance himself so much, he doesn't have to go so far. So you see that in the dark, when the times he can't be seen, he does not have to be marchik the same way he does in the daytime. Vesu, another kasha rava b'yamama hava azal ad mil. In the daytime, he would go as far as a mil. As far as a mil away, he would distance himself of a laila. But at nighttime, he wouldn't. Amr li shama, he said to Hashama, spana li duchta berchayva, the masa. Find a place for me on the street. V'chein amr li rabbi zera li shama, similar thing. Chazim andika achore beiz chavre. See if there's anybody behind the building over there to be in a lemifne. So they did not distance themselves so much in the nighttime. More answers, loitim b'mokam. No, when it says that he, at night, in the same way as the daytime, it doesn't mean that he has to distance himself in the nighttime and to go as far away as he would in the daytime. That's what it means. Ela'ema kiderach shenifta b'yayim. In the same manner as the daytime, he has to be modest, he has to be tzanua. He's not megala more than a tefach l'chayrav and a tefachayim in front. Ravashi Omar Afilu Tema Vimokam, you could learn it, the Mokam in the place, but it doesn't mean that he has to go so far away. It doesn't mean he has to distance himself so much. It means if there's a corner where he can go around the corner and be concealed from view, then that's what he should do. And in the nighttime as well. In the nighttime as well, if there is a Keren Zovis, he should use the Keren Zovis. He should try and relieve himself in the early morning and late night so he doesn't have to distance himself. Go get up early and later on in the evening. Another point he said, Mishamish v'shev, he should be Mishamish the Pia Nekev, and work the Pia Nekev, manipulating it so to be able to allow himself to facilitate his movements. Va'alta, and then sit down. Va'alta yeshev at the Mishamish, but don't do it in the reverse order. Shekola yeshev Mishamish, if he sits down first in Mishamish, if he lois and ksofim v'espamia, it's very harmful for Kishuv, and even if there's a Kishuv in Spain, going alone, they still come, the mazik can come on him. The inshavi also, and if he forgot, then he sat down first. What's the etza to ward off the kishuv? Kikoi, when he gets up, loyli, not upon me, not upon loy tachim, loy tachim, not this type of kishuv. Loyhanav, loymahanin, not from them, not from them. Loycharshi, loycharshi, the harshasa, loycharshi, the harshasa. And not any machashif or machshefa should have an effect on me.